Today is Monday, the 18th of November 2019, and Chris Collier and myself, John Fares, from Gloucester Rugby Heritage, are here at King's Home to chat with the Gloucester and Gloucestershire flanker Paul Wood. Paul played in the successful Gloucester team of the early 80s, appearing off the bench in the 1981-82 John Player Cup final at Twickenham, and for the county in two county championship finals. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, John.
Let's go back to the beginning. Are you a local lad?
Gloucester born and bred, yeah.
Yeah. And was there rugby in the family?
There wasn't, no. My father didn't play, no.
So it was school?
School, yeah, that's when I first got introduced to rugby.
Yeah. From the beginning, were you a rugby player, or did you start with soccer like so many Gloucester players did?
I used to play football before I got to senior school, but as soon as I got to senior school, rugby, it was a rugby school, so...
Of course.
Rugby took over.
You were at Sir Thomas Ritchie's?
Sir Thomas Ritchie's School.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did you play in First 15?
I did, yeah.
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 Did you have any particular influences on your rugby?
Not really. I really had a good rugby master at Tommy's, Bill Bradford. He's very influential, you know, when I first started playing. He was an avid Gloucester supporter as well, so...
That helps.
It helped, yeah.
Yeah. So, did you have any representative rugby while you were at school?
No. Fortunately, I was away for the sort of England trials. I was ill, so I didn't sort of get a chance to take part in them. So, no, it didn't happen.
So, when you left school, you went on playing rugby, obviously.
I did, yeah.
Were you playing for the old boys?
I played for Old Richens. I started playing for Old Richens when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
Actually made my sort of first 15 debut at 15 as a hooker.
Uh-huh.
For Old Richens firsts.
All right. And any other club rugby before you came to King's Home?
I spent 2 years at the Gordon League.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was
75, 76, 76, 77.
Yeah. And you played regularly for Gordon League?
I played for the first throughout my duration for the Gordon League, yeah.
And then I guess you were spotted or you came forward to come to King's Home. How did you make that decision?
I used to come down pre-season training, sort of trained while I was playing for the Gordon League. I came down here and sort of trained. Mm-hmm. During the summer, and I just made the decision to give it a go.
Yeah.
Sort of 77-78 season.
Mm-hmm. Were you a back row forward?
I was a flanker then.
You already were?
Yeah.
Yeah. I must admit, you're built like an old fashioned hooker. You know, the hooker was relatively light and small, wasn't he?
He was.
And very mobile. And a little bit surprised that you actually opted for flanker.
It's the best position on the field.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that. Yeah. So open side, you reckon, is the best position to play?
Absolutely.
Because you're more involved in the play than almost any other position, perhaps?
Well, back in my day, you were given a free range of to play.
Going back, as John said about... more the build of an old-fashioned hooker. Can you remember what weight you were at that time?
Well, when I first started playing, I was about 11 stone.
About 11 stone? And
yeah.
How tall?
5'9".
5'9". So that really was, players were lighter back in those days, but even then that must have been pretty light for a back row forward.
Very light, yeah.
Yeah, because with the other back... the rows at Gloucester you were playing with, can you remember what sort of weights they were?
They were probably about 13 and a half, like John Watkins.
Yeah.
He wasn't that massive.
No.
But
it just shows how the over the generations got heavier and heavier
the
they've got.
Astronomical.
Yeah.
Players like yourself wouldn't survive in today's game because you just wouldn't be physically big enough.
Yeah. You said at school originally you started as a hooker.
As a hooker, yeah.
How long did that last?
Not very long.
And then you went to
went to flanker, yeah.
Right. So virtually all your career then you
I've been a flanker, yeah.
Can you remember your first game at King's Home for the first?
Yeah, Loughborough Colleges.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Absolutely right. 19th of October 1977.
Yeah, Loughborough Colleges, yeah.
Do you remember any more about the game?
I remember it was over in a flash. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely incredible. I scored a try.
Absolutely, yes.
What was it like to run out at King's Home for the first time in the first 15 game in front of the crowd?
Incredible.
It must have been such a different experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played in sort of cup finals before on King's Home for the Northern League and for Old Gritchens. But nothing could compare with running out playing for Gloucester.
No. I can imagine.
Really good experience.
I don't suppose you remember your second game.
Yeah, South Wales Police. Yeah.
And what about that game? Remember much about that?
Again, I scored a try.
Yeah.
And I also broke my ribs.
Sorry?
I broke my ribs in that game.
Oh, no.
See.
God, that's painful.
Very painful, yeah. And it's a stupid thing to do because it was just a late tackle on somebody. Yeah. He was already in touch, but I carried on with the tackle.
Yeah.
He sort of left his knees up. And
how long were you out after that?
6 weeks initially. It was a bit of a setback, so I was really enjoying my rugby then and sort of getting into the swing of things.
Yeah. Well, at the start there, who were your colleagues in the back row?
Well, for the first?
Yeah.
John Watkins, John Simonet, John Haynes. Yeah, they were all sort of still in the club then.
Yeah.
That might help as a... That's the honours boards I'm handing to Paul. A transcript of the Gloucester honours boards, which would be perhaps a useful prompt for those first two seasons.
Yeah, obviously I can remember all these players I played with.
Any comments about any particular players that made a big impression on you?
Well, John Watkins, obviously. Yeah. Yeah, he was a similar sort of player to me. He just never stopped running.
Yeah.
Never stopped running. And he wasn't the most flashiest of players, but he did the basics very, very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, incredible. Good leader and an inspiration.
Yeah. Eddie Pinkney was there as well, wasn't he?
Eddie Pinkney, yeah.
He's a rambunctious runner with the ball, wasn't he?
I know firsthand because I... Playing for the Gordon League against, no, sorry, played for Old Richens against Matson in the Combination Cup final that year. And Eddie Pinkney had gone back to Matson that season. And I remember on about the 10 yard line, he sort of picked the ball at the back of the scrum. He came towards me. And I always sort of prided myself on my tackling. And I went into tackling. He just brushed me off. And he went on and scored a try.
Yeah,
which was the sort of decider in the final.
Yeah, but he was very speedy for a back row.
He was, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah he was. Yeah.
It took some stopping. Yeah,
did take some stopping. Yeah.
Yeah. So you weren't
I witnessed it.
Not the first or last that missed the tackle. Well, obviously missed the tackle. He ran through anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then in the second season, played 41 games.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Compared to the amount of games they play nowadays.
Yeah, because there are so many midweek games, of course.
Just saying, that's 41 games for the first, but there are also United games as well, which we played.
Well, if you were playing 41 games for the first, I'm sure you didn't play many games for
the
United.
I'm sure I did. I honestly can't remember.
But that particular season, there was a double over in Newport, which was a rare event. I wonder if you remember anything about that.
It was always a hard game playing against Newport.
Yeah.
I think up here we beat them quite convincingly. Mm-hmm. So I think I scored a couple of tries in that game. I remember that game.
Yeah, but those are really something, the games against the Welsh clubs, of course.
going over the bridge.
Yeah.
And very big rain. As soon as you got over the Severn Bridge, it just started raining.
It always rains in Newport.
But those games are always hard. I know a lot of players didn't like sort of going over the bridge and playing on a Wednesday night, so there usually was a lot of cry-offs on Wednesday night.
Other players have told us in the past that there'd be a mysterious injury or something, so
well, that's
players,
right, yeah.
So they didn't want to go down to South Wales.
Yeah, it happened. But no, it was another game playing for the roster, so I never cried off. Never.
But playing 41 games in a season, that's still a lot. By the end of the season, were you beginning to feel it? Did the other players feel it, having played that number of games?
I'm sure we must have, but it sort of didn't faze me at all. I just wanted to play every week, or every time Gloucester played, I wanted to play.
Yeah.
The next season, you were chosen to play in the County Championship final, having not played for Gloucestershire before.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, against Lancashire, Vale of Lune.
I remember it well.
Tell us about that. That must have been quite something.
What, the actual game?
Well, both the game and the build-up to the game, and the fact that you've been chosen.
I think the deciding factor.
Unexpectedly for you, or was it building up to?
It was building up to that.
Yeah,
but I think
you were conscious of being in the mix.
In the mix, yeah. But the deciding factor was we played Bristol out here before they selected the team for the final, and I think I played very well in that game against the incumbent Peter Pellegrini. I think I sort of overshadowed him. They made the decision then and there to put me.
It's always good to do well against Bristol,
isn't it,
if you want to play for the county.
You've got to feel sorry for Peter Pellegrini because he played in all the previous games, but I didn't care. I was playing for Gloucestershire in the final.
Yeah, tremendous.
Yeah. Well, it must be quite something, though, to play in a county championship final and it being your first game for the county. It must be really something.
Well, it was, yeah. So I remember the game very well. It was Lancashire. They were full of England internationals. Billy Beaumont and Tony Neary and Steve Smith, Slemon and Carlton. Mm. They had a really good side. The disappointing thing was it just poured down with rain all through the game, which I think benefited them. So I think we could have beaten them. It was 21-15, I think it was, the final score.
Yeah.
I can remember. But then, very disappointing to lose.
I think there was a burst of scoring near the end of the game, wasn't there?
What, for Gloucestershire?
On both sides.
Yeah. As I said, the conditions weren't very good, but that was an experience.
Yeah. What was it? I'm completely unfamiliar with the Vale of Lune ground. What was it actually like for county championship final? I mean, my sort of first reaction was, you've never been there, have you, Chris?
Well, I was trying to think. I think I was probably there. I've been on the Vale of Lune.
Oh, you have?
To watch Gloucestershire. It's near Lancaster, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember going up on a coach trip. But I don't know whether it was that game. So there were a couple of seasons when Gloucestershire played up there. Within a short period of time, within a couple of seasons. And I can't remember whether it was that game I saw or another one. I can't remember for sure, but I know the ground.
Well, yeah.
I remember it vaguely.
Oh, right.
I think it was very open.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was imagining.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the weather particularly, I was thinking it must be a very open ground and windswept, it was pouring with the rain. Yeah, pretty grim conditions.
It was.
A bit like playing a Penzance or something.
Very true, yeah.